Welcome back to the Red Velvet Cake Studios, Corinne Bailey-Ray.
Thank you very much.
And welcome back to the Allstate Time to Enough Family Reunion.
Yes.
She made an appearance 7 years ago?
That's right. Yeah, six or seven years ago in 2010.
Yeah.
That's when we played there. We couldn't believe how hot it was. I'm still the same, you know, it's early morning and this is as warm as it gets in the summer in England on a good day.
And it's so rare. That's really
rare.
Yeah,
no, it's so nice. I love this kind of weather.
And she said, I'm like a comet. I come around like every 6 or 7 years.
Nice. Nice. That's a song.
It's cute. Yeah.
All right, let's get into the new CD called the Heart Speaks in Whispers.
Yeah, that's right. The album is all about listening to the inner voice. So it's all about, you know, tuning in to what's happening inside, you know, listening to your body and how you respond to nature and paying attention to your dreams and following your intuition, all to find out what's going on inside.
Okay, explain green aphrodisiac.
He's been wanting to ask you for a while.
Well, green aphrodisiac, I mean, this is the perfect place to talk about green aphrodisiac. It's like when you go out on a spring afternoon, getting into the summer, and all the shoots are coming up again. There's all this new life and blossoms falling from the trees, and it's like the air's moist and hot. It just feels like this sensual time, you know, with nature coming back to life and what it does to you and what it does to your sort of mind and your body and your
heart. And the person you're with.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about spending time together in a day and in an evening, just being in nature and just being part of nature. You know, we are part of nature. And so many times when we live in a city, we can feel sort of cut off from that. But we're just animals, really. And that's what that song is about, just being back with our essential selves.
You got that?
Yeah. Stop Where You Are.
Stop Where You Are is about being in the present. You know, I think it's so easy for us to always think about what's next, to think about the future, to think about our happiness as something that's going to happen in the future. You know, I notice it, you know, we're all reading these self-help books that are like, you know, when you get the perfect job, when you get the perfect partner, when you get to the perfect weight, and it's like we're sort of deferring our happiness. But Stop Where You Are is about realizing that now is the only thing we actually have, you know, the present moment. So it's about ritualizing the present and lighting a fire where you are.
And wishing your life away, as you say in the song.
Yeah. Try not to do that. I think it's so easy to be next, always thinking about the thing that's next. Or, you know, when I get that perfect job, I'll be so happy. Mm-hmm. And until then, you're sort of in this limbo. But actually, that's our life is now.
Stop where you are. Been to the moon. Nice.
Thank you.
Now, what's your connection with Valerie Simpson?
I got to know Valerie a few years ago when we were spending time in New York. I went to her night, the Sugar Bar. She runs this amazing jam session. Lots of musicians pass by when they're in town. Last time I was there, Quincy Jones was there as well. You know, it's just that kind of night. But it's really strong in the community. People from the community go there. And it's one of those bands where someone just puts a microphone to the lips and starts singing, and the band knows what the song is, what key it's in. You know, it's just this amazing night for music. And she is just obviously an incredible writer. And last time I was in New York and I was working my record, I was writing a song called Do You Ever Think of Me? And I went to her place, her where she, you know, her apartment, and And I played her the song and I said, I'm stuck with it. I don't know what happens next in the song. And she told me to leave it with her. And then, a few weeks later, I got this email and it was Valerie's completion of the song, sitting at her baby grand piano. And I was just blown away by it. So
she's like the song doctor, huh?
Yeah, she really is. So that song is actually, it's a collaboration between myself and Valerie Simpson, but also Curtis Mayfield. It's the song, the verses of the song are based on the song The Makings of You. Those
one of my
chords,
favorites.
Which is a beautiful song. So yeah, I was in good company when I was working on that record.
And this is so nice.
It's beautiful. It really is.
Oh, thank you.
It really is.
There's a light. There's a light. Shines in the darkest. Shines in the darkest. Shines in the darkest night.
You're performing in town? In Dallas?
Yes, we are. We're playing in the House of Blues.
Ah.
We're playing in the House of Blues tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, the doors are at 7 o'clock. And we're playing with a local support artist. And yeah, we're just going to have a good time. We're going to be playing songs from all three of my albums. So lots of songs from the first record, some songs from The Sea, including Closer. And then we're playing highlights from the new record as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Thursday night party, kickoff party for the Allstate Time Family Reunion.
We'll be there. Thank you for having us.
She performs that
yes,
night.
Yes, she does. Opening night.
Kicking it off. Corinne Bailey-Ray.